Okay, good evening, everybody. We are on Daf Yud Ches, Amud Beis, in Maseches Brachos. Amud Yomi, we are going to learn, hopefully, the entire Amud tonight. It's a big, fat Amud, but once you wet your appetite with this one, you won't be able to stop. So we'll see how far we can get. Just a quick reminder, yesterday, on Daf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, we had a Gemara where Rav Chiya and Rav Yonasan were taking a walk in the Beis HaKvaris, and Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis were hanging all the way down to the floor. So Rabbi Chiya told him, pick it up, because we don't want that the mesim are going to be feeling offended. They're going to say, hey, you know, you'll be here before you know it. You guys will also end up here in the Beis HaKvaris. Why are you feeling so excited about yourself? Now you're walking around with tzitzis. In other words, a typical Laig LaRosh, you're making a mockery out of people who have already been buried. And then when Rabbi Yonasan said back to him, hold on a second, you think the people here in the Beis HaKvaris actually know what's going on? And he quoted a pasuk that said, Mesim Einam Yodim Ma'uma, that the people who already passed don't know anything. We started having a discussion yesterday as to whether or not Mesim know what's going on. So the Gemara told us that in that case, He responded to him and said, you misunderstood that pasuk. The mesim in that pasuk were not referring to people who are physically dead. The mesim in that pasuk were referring to people who are considered to be dead even while they are alive, which refers to people whose actions don't live up to the expectations that we have of them. They're considered to be mes. And he brought a number of psukim to back up that idea. And then we had the story with the sons of Reb Chiya. It's the first wide line on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We had the story with the sons of Reb Chiya, who they went out to do some business. They went to check out some properties that they owned. And while they're busy with their business, unfortunately, they forgot their learning. And they were trying to figure out whether or not their father, Reb Chiya, is able to be mishtatef with their tzar. Can Reb Chiya actually recognize and understand how difficult it is for them? They spent so much time learning, and now it seems like they had forgotten the Torah. So Rabbi Zalish actually pointed out to me last night, you know, you're reading this Gemara, and they're busy throwing psukim back and forth to each other from all over Tanakh. Apparently, even though they forgot their Torah, they still have plenty to actually debate. So we had these psukim back and forth, and they were trying to determine whether or not a dead person actually knows what's going on. The Gemara ended up saying that it's true that there is some knowledge, but there's a difference between knowledge that's relevant to themselves, like the knowledge of Rima Vitolea, that the pain that the body sustains when it gets consumed by worms, and knowing what's going on with other people. So the Gemara at this point does not yet have a raya as to whether or not people who have already passed know what's going on in this world. So we are now 2, 4, 6 lines into the medium-sized lines of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, "V'lo, do people who already passed not know what's going on in this world? V'atanya, have we not learned in a brisa, ma'aseh b'chassid echad?" There was a story with a chassid. So the Gemara gives us an introduction that this wasn't just a regular person. This was a chassid. This is a very special person. This is a person who went lefnim yishur hasadin. We'll find out why in just a minute. The Marsha gives a couple examples of who it might be. A very chash of the people. So what happened was, Shanasan dinar la'ani be'era Rosh Hashanah. He gave a coin to a poor person in Erev Rosh Hashanah. What type of Erev Rosh Hashanah was it? It was Bishnei Betzuris, in the years of a famine. So money was of high value during that period of time. And clearly he wasn't ani. He was somebody who had not that much money. Now his wife found out about it. His wife, you know, he came home from shul that day. His wife said, where's the money that you had in your pocket when you went to shul? And he said, oh, I gave it to tzedakah. A guy came around the shul collecting money. I gave it to him. His wife said, Wavik nitaso ishto. His wife said to him, what's going on? Are you crazy? It's the years of famine. You have to save all your money. How could you be so irresponsible to give this money away to somebody else? So she was bothering him. Ultimately, he recognized that he wasn't going to be able to sleep at home that night. And therefore, v'halach v'lan bebeis hakvaras. He went that night on Rosh Hashanah to sleep in the Beis HaKvaris. Now the Achronim are busy trying to figure out, of all places, I mean, that's where he goes. Forget about the fact that it's generally considered to be a bizarre thing for a person to sleep in a Beis HaKvaris in a cemetery. But Rosh Hashanah, everyone's trying to be tired of themselves. It's a day of Tyra. People go to the mikvah of Rosh Hashanah. Why would you spend the day of Rosh Hashanah inside the Beis HaKvaris? So therefore, the Marsha explains that this whole story was a dream. That's the way Marsha explains it. The Marsha, you know, it's classic Marsha when it comes to Gadot to Gemara. The Marsha basically pulls the lessons out of the Gemara and doesn't take all the stories literally. So according to the Marsha, this whole thing was a dream that this Amora had. Others explain it differently. I saw that there are some who explain that he went to sleep in the Beis HaKfaras because he was a very chash of a person. Now, if he would have gone to sleep in the shul, everybody would have noticed that he's there. People would have said, you know, what's going on? You want to come home? You need a place to stay? Why don't you go home? Should I walk you home? He would have had to disclose the fact that he was not on very good terms with his wife, and he had to explain why. It was going to be one of those situations which would have made it very uncomfortable. So he went to the Beis HaKfaras. Ain't nobody else there. Therefore, he has nothing to worry about hanging out in the Beis HaKfaras. So therefore, bottom line is he went to the Beis HaKfaras. While he was there, the Shama Shtei Ruchos Shema Sapros Zulazu. He heard the spirit of two of the people who are buried there talking to each other. Just very quickly, the Marshal explains, what does it mean, Ruchos, the spirit? So he says, every person consists of an Shama, a Ruach, and the Nefesh. There's a Nefesh. The Nefesh is the physical body, the Neshama is the spiritual part of the body, and then you have the Ruach is the part that's medabek, the two of them together. So therefore the Ruach has the ability to go back and forth between the Neshama and the Guf. So therefore the Ruach is what they experience by sleeping in the Beis HaKfaras. And he heard the two Ruchos of these two people, they're actually two young children, we'll see you later in the Gemara, who had passed away, and they were buried there, and they were talking to each other. Amra chada l'chaverta. They were both female. One of them said to the other one, Chaverti, my friend, boi v'noshut ba'olam, let us go traverse to the world, means to olam ha'emes, v'nishma me'achori ha'parger, let's go eavesdrop behind the curtain to see what's going on, ma puranos bo la'olam. Let's go see what type of difficulties are going to befall the world during this coming year. It was Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's giving a psak on the whole year. Everything's being decided, so they wanted to hear what was going on, what was going to happen in the coming year. Amr Allah, the other chaver, so her friend said, "Eini yachola, I can't go. Why? Sha'ani kivur b'machzel shalkanim. I have been buried in mats of reeds. I don't know exactly why this means that this one couldn't go. It's most likely because mats of reeds are very hard. It takes a much longer time for it to decompose. Therefore, for whatever reason it was, I don't." Think that the body's coming out anyway, the bottom line is, but in as much as you can understand that the body's going to go out and traverse to the Olam HaEmes, it couldn't go out of a mat of reeds because it doesn't decompose very quickly. So therefore, Ella, she said to her friend, L'chi'at, you go, U'mashat shamas, Imrili, go ahead, tell me what you hear. In other words, you get the juice, share it with me, I'd love to hear it. Now, Halchahi, V'shata, this the other one went up, traversed to the Olam Emes, Uba v'amrala chaverta, chaverti ma shamat mechori apagit. She said, what do you hear? Amrala, she said to him, shamati, I heard, shakaz arei b'raviyah rishon. Anybody's going to plant in the first season of water. The watering season is divided into a few different periods. So anybody who goes to the first period, anybody's going to plant their crop during the first watering period, barad melaka oso. What's going to happen is it's going to grow, and it's going to start getting hard, and then there's going to be a hailstorm. The hailstorm is going to destroy all of the already stiffened up crop that's growing. So therefore, this guy got basically insider planting information, and therefore he said, you know what? Halach hu v'zar b'raviyashnia. He kind of dilly-dallyed a little bit. He planted a little bit late. And therefore, when his stuff were growing, it was still soft. And whatever what happened? Shalkola olam kulo laka. Everybody else's crop ended up being struck. Shalolo laka. His survived the hailstorm. L'shan acheres. The next year, the guy's like, you know, this is pretty good. I had a pretty good year sleeping in the Beis HaKfaras on Rosh Hashanah. Let me try this again. So the Shana Acheres next year, Halach v'lo Beis HaKfaras. He went back to Beis HaKfaras. More doesn't tell us why. Either it was because maybe he gave his tzedakah again. Maybe he didn't give his tzedakah again. But maybe this time he just thought it was a good place for him to hang out on Rosh Hashanah. Shama also in Shtei Ruchos, Shemesaper Zu Amzu. You heard the same two spirits of the same two people talking to each other. Amra Chodol L'chaberta. One of them said to her friend, Bo v'nashut po'olam v'nishpo me'achori ha'pargud ma'peronos po'olam. Let's go hear what's going to befall the world this year. Amra La, she said to her, Chaverti, loka chamarti lach, didn't I tell you any chol shani kvur matzel shalkanim? I can't go, I'm buried inside mats of reeds, I'm not able to get out. Ella, l'chi at, you go, mash at shumas, boi v'amri li. You go, and tell me what you hear. Halcha v'shata uba v'amr la. Chaverta chaverti mashamat. She went, she said, you know, tell me what you heard. Let me hear the story. Machoria pargid. Amr la, she said to her, shamati shekal zoreya b'revia shnia. This year I heard if anybody who plants in the second rainy season, then she dafun malakao. So what's going to happen is it's going to have one of these really strong wind storms that are going to come by, and it's going to destroy anything that was planted. It's going to be weak because it was planted late. It's not going to be strong. It won't be able to withstand the wind that's going to come by. And therefore, halachu, this guy went, halach, v'zara b'revia rishana. This guy, again, he got his insider planting information. He planted earlier this year. Shakola olam kulo. Everybody else who planted later, nishtaf v'shalo, lo nishtaf. His did not get destroyed by the wind because it was already thick enough, it was strong, it was firm enough that, and the wind came, it didn't destroy it. Amro lo ishto. The guy said to his guy's wife said to him, v'pnei ma eshtekad shakola olam kulo laka v'shalcha. In other words, something's going on over here. She finally realized her husband, he was never matzliach beforehand. Think of this. He only had one dinar left by Erev Rosh Hashanah. He wasn't a great businessman up until now. And pitom, all of a sudden, we got into this fight in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and in the last 2 years, he's the most successful guy in town. What's going on? So therefore, Sachla called Ramalalu, told his wife the whole story. Amru, Lohayu Yamu Atan, there are those who said, it was just a couple days. You know what happens when he spilled the secret to his wife? Only a couple days passed, and Atsha Nafla Kitata Bein Ishto shall also chasid, Ubein Ima shall osa riba. This guy's wife got into a fight with the mother of that child, Nebuch, Rahman al-Slan, who passed away. Now, we don't know who this person's wife was, but apparently she got upset at him. And now she got into a fight with the mother, Rahman al-Slan, this lady lost a child. Got into a fight with the mother of this child, and what did she say? Amr Allah, she said to her, L'chiv erech bitech, she kavur matzel shal kanim. Your daughter is buried in matzav reeds. It's a horrible thing to say. You know, she poked fun at her in a very bad way. So your daughter's the one who couldn't even go up and listen to what's going on. Terrible, mamash, a terrible thing to say. What's the point in this whole story? Anyway, L'shon Acheras, the next year, halachu v'lam beis akvaris. Guy's like, I have my secret. I know how to be successful. He camps out in the Beis HaKvaros for the third year in a row. But Shama Osam Ruchas Shemasapra Zuam Zu. He heard these two spirits talking to each other. Amra La Chaverti Bavanashat Polom Nishma Mechoria Pargam Aparnas Polom. Let's go check out what's going to happen in the world this coming year. What was the response? Amra La Chaverti Hanicheni. Leave me alone. Dvarim Shebeini Lebeinach Kvar Nishmu Beinachai. Our secret got out. Our conversation we were having between the two of us, we thought it was a private conversation. Turns out someone's eavesdropping and listening into our conversation, and this is what happened. My mother ended up hearing this comment, and therefore they said, we're not going to do this anymore. Now, what's the point of this whole story? Al-Mayadi. They knew what's going on. Why? Because they knew about the comment that was shared with their mother. So we seem to have a pretty clear proof that people already passed away know what's going on in the world. Gemara says, no, Dilma ina shachrina shach, if maybe someone else died, va'azl va'amrlhu, and told them, by the way, you should just know that this is a story that happened with your mother. So they didn't know, but reports came from another person who passed away. Again, we don't have a raya as to whether or not people who passed away know what's going on. Tashima, let's try to bring a raya. Does Iri have mapkid zuzi gabi ishbazichne, gabi ishbazichte? Ziri, he left money at his host's house, and ad da asiva azil lebei rav, he went to go learn yeshiva. Basically, his host was his banker, he left the money there. And Shechiva, Nebuch, the person who was watching his money, died. So now he came back, and he couldn't get his money because he had no idea where it was, and the person holding the money was gone. Azil basra lechatzar mavis. He went to the cemetery to go find her. Amar la, and he said to the woman who already passed away, and he said, Zuzi Hecha, where's my money? Amra Ale, she said to him, Zil Shaklinu Mitute Bitsinura Didasha. Go take it underneath this little pipe by the door. Biduch Plan, in the following place. Ve'ema La Le'ima, and go tell my mother, Tishtar Li Misarkai Ve'guvtai Dekuchla. You know, once you're there, I need a comb and I need some makeup. You know, so you might as well just do me a favor. Send it. Send a package Because they know over here in the Elam Emes, we have no brushes and no makeup. So do me a favor, send a package. This guy's going to die tomorrow. So drop off a little package, my makeup, my comb, and have it shipped up to me in the Olam HaEmes. Interesting story. But the bottom line is, Amol Yadi, it seems like this person knew who was going to die tomorrow. Gemara says, no, that's no raya. Why? Because maybe there's like a welcoming committee in the Olam HaEmes, and the Malach, the Rashi says, Duma, who is Duma? Malach Shuma Muna Ala Mesa. So he gets out, Rashi says, in other words, there's a big like a membership committee up in Shemayim. They say, we'd like to welcome the new members who are coming tomorrow. And she got advanced notice of who is joining the Olam HaEmes the next day. But they don't necessarily know everything else that's going on. Okay, no raya. Tashma, one more raya. Davur de Shmuel, have become mafkidi gabe zuzi diaspi. People, he was the one who would keep track of the money that belonged to Yesomim, to orphan. Now, kinach nafshe, when he died, lo vishmuel gabe, Shmuel wasn't with him, so therefore nobody knew where the money was. And now, have kakarule bar achel zuzi diaspi. People were calling the names and saying, listen, you're the only one who knows where the money is, and saying you must have just kept the money for yourself. That wasn't good. He went to the cemetery. He went to the Olam HaEmes and he said, listen, I need Abba. Abba was his father's name. Abba tuva ika. Lots of Abbas over here. So he said, Abba tuva ika hacha. So he said to them, Bina Abba bar Abba. I need Abba who is the son of Abba. They said to him, Amrulay, Abba bar Abba nami tuva ika. There are lots of Abba bar Abbas over here. Tuva ikahacha. Amr lahu peina Abba bar Abba avur de Shmuel. I need a person whose name is Abba, the son of Abba, who is myself, Shmuel's father. Hecha, where is he? Amr lay, they said to him, slik le mesifta derakia. He's in mesifta derakia. He's learning in yeshiva. Adahachi, meanwhile, chazye Levi, he saw Levi, the yasvi abroi. He was basically kicked out. He's sitting outside. He's like, he was kicked out of the classroom. So he's wondering, why is Levi there? Amalei, my Yasva, bro, why are you sitting outside the classroom? You should be in Yeshiva Shemaila. You should be learning to everybody else. My time, Amalei Salkas, why don't you go in? Amalei, he said to him, the Amri Lee, they told me, Kol Kihanach Shani, the Los Likas Mesista Dari Afis. All those years you skipped Shir. You didn't go to Afis's Shir. Vachlish De Daite. He felt very bad. He didn't show up to Shir. All that time, we're not allowing you into the Masifta Drakia. Adahachi Vahi, meanwhile, Asavua, the father of Shmuel came, and Chazya Devi Kabachi Va'achif. Shmuel saw his father was laughing and he was crying. Amalei, my time of Kabachis, why are you crying? Amalei, Dila Agel Ka'asis. Very soon you're coming up here, like Dila Agel, Ba'agala was Mankarev, the same word. Ba'agala, Dila Agel, very soon. Rashi says, you're going to be here soon, Shmuel. So he was very sad that Shmuel was going to die. He says, so why are you laughing? He said, you're very chashiv in this world. It's not clear if Hay Alma is in Olam HaEmes or Olam HaZeh. Either way, he seemed to have had, Rashi seems to say, Rashi said, in the next line, Rashi understands is talking about in Olam HaZeh, that he was very chashiv in this world. The Cheshivas by Hay Alma Tuva, Amarle, you said to him, Ichashivna, if I'm so Chashiv, maybe I have some pull. Therefore, Na'alva Lelevi Vilvuhu. Lelevi. He said, if I'm so Chashiv, if I have a good name, maybe I could use my pull to get Levi into the yeshiva. So they said, all right, no problem, we'll let him in. Amarle, Zuzi di Asmehechi, where's the money of the orphans? Amarle, Zil Shaklinu Ba'amso Derechaya, go take it. It's in the mill that we have at home. You'll see this Eloi v'tatoi didon. The top and bottom is our money. Umitzi'oi, the middle section of money there, is the Yasmi. It belongs to the Yisomim. Amalei, my time of Adat Tahachi. Why'd you do this? Why'd you hide their money between our money? Amalei, he said to him, Igenuve ganvi, if people are going to come steal, then mignuvu mididan. They'll steal our money because it's at the top. Iach la'ara, if it's going to get absorbed or get maybe rotted or something's going to happen, then if the rot or the moisture from the ground is going to come up, then at least it will destroy, achla mididan, it will destroy our money. Alma diyadi, the bottom line is, it seemed like the Rashi says Alma Diyadi, that means he knew that Shmuel was Chashev in this world. Rashi has a different understanding of Alma Diyadi, which means he knew that he was coming up he was going to die soon. Seems like he was Chashiv in the other world. The bottom line is, he knew what was going on. Gemara says, Dilmashani Shmuel, Kima de Chashiv, Kadmi Machriz. Maybe he was Chashiv, and therefore they gave advance notice. The Machriz Panu Makum, make space for Shmuel because he is coming. Unfortunately, we'll have to stop here. There's one more line in this Gemara, B'mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night. We'll see if Yodison, even he changed his mind. The Gemara does not clearly come back and tell us what the story is with Mason. So we always assume that Mason knows what's going on in this world, but we see from this Gemara, it's not necessarily so pashut. Have a wonderful night.